Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, maybe your kids are already back in school. Maybe you're filling out tons and tons of paperwork like I am as your kids prepare to go back to school. One of the things I'm filling out is the doctor's report and the signed release of liability so that my daughter can participate in school athletics. But there's a new report from the American Academy of Pediatrics that gives me pause as I sign those forms. The report is called Sport-Related Concussions in Children and Adolescents, and it talks about just how common concussions are in adolescents and how dangerous they can be to developing human beings. They interfere not only with physical health, but with learning as well. With us, we have a co-author of the report, Dr. Kevin Walter, and he can explain exactly what the report says. And also 18-year-old Benjamin Holm with us. When he was 16, he suffered two concussions while on the football field and still feels the effects today. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, Dr. Walter, let's start with you. And well, we don't want to be alarmist. I don't want to send anyone, you know, into a state of panic over the idea that their kids will be irreparably damaged by a concussion. So let's go into exactly what the report says. How severe does a concussion have to be before it has possible lifelong effects?
Well, the report is a pretty unique thing. It basically synthesizes what we know about concussions for the pediatric and adolescent population, but puts it in a place that can be read by all primary care physicians. Previous to this, it seems like it came out in neurology journals and sports medicine journals, very specific journals that not everyone could read.
Well, give me the your child, son or daughter, suffers a concussion. What are the symptoms to where, I mean, how does one know that it's a serious concussion that could have long-term effects as opposed to a concussion where they just need to take it easy for a while?
Absolutely. You know, the tough thing is they're all serious concussions. And the way you look at a concussion, it's a brain injury. So as a brain injury, it's got to be taken seriously, and it can't be toughed out, which is one of the things that people may have recommended doing 20 years ago. Kids, one of the tough thing about high schoolers is the kids are more susceptible to concussions, and we're not really sure why. And that's a lot of the problem that you see is concussions are so individual. They can affect people very differently. But numbers can be quite alarming with how many there are. 3.8 million concussions across the country every year.
But among adolescents?
No, among everyone, but when you're looking at adolescents, you've got some numbers as high as 15% of every high school football team will get a concussion a year.
Wow.
And we know that it's not limited to football. In fact, girls soccer is probably one of the number two sports when it comes to concussions. And again, girls get concussions more often than boys, but we're not exactly sure why. And unfortunately, multiple concussions can lead to lifelong problems. But there's also case reports of one or two concussions that can lead to lifelong problems, and that's why they've got to be taken so very seriously, because it's very different for every person.
Okay, Benjamin, you just heard him say one or two concussions can lead to lifelong injury, and that's exactly what you've had. You had two concussions while you were playing football, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Can you tell me what happened when you were injured? What then happened?
Well, in the first game, I was playing offensive line, and I made a block. And after that, I got hit from the side, I got knocked to the ground. And I don't really remember exactly like where I got hit, but we scored a touchdown.
Did you continue playing after you were injured?
Yeah, I didn't. I never realized that I actually had a concussion during the game.
But you took a head injury. You knew something went wrong.
I was really confused right after, but it never processed in my brain that I could have a concussion or anything.
Okay, and then you were diagnosed days later that you'd had a concussion. So then the second time this occurred while you were playing football, was there a different response?
Well, the second one, I didn't really feel anything at all until after the game. It was more...
So you kept playing the second time also?
Yeah, because I really didn't feel anything during the game.
Dr. Walter, that has to concern you. Number one, it appears that there is a difficulty for coaches and the athlete themselves to realize that they've had a concussion. And number two, he was sent right back into play.
Very concerning, but he illustrates a pretty tough couple of tough points. Number one is that you can't really tell someone has a concussion by looking at them. It's not like a broken arm where you can see it's deformed. This is one where you have to interact with the athlete, and it helps if you know them and see if they're answering slowly, see if they're acting dizzy or somewhat confused, and then you can start talking to them about symptoms, headache, nausea, dizziness, things like that. The other tough thing that it illustrates is that there's not enough concussion education out there. And so, number one, we're looking at, hey, this is a brain injury. And as a brain injury, it can impair your brain, and it can actually impair you enough that you don't recognize you've had a concussion. But also, unfortunately, there's not enough concussion education when it comes to the coaches and the athletes, so they may not be aware of exactly what a concussion is and the importance of staying out.
But doctor, you know, with all due respect, I mean, let me put this to Ben. I mean, concussion education notwithstanding, I mean, you're a fan of the NFL, right, Ben?
Yes, I am.
And you've noticed a phenomenon in the NFL which is mirrored at the high school level. I mean, players are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, right? The strategies on both defense and offense are to basically run huger guys through the hole in the middle there and basically use the momentum of their bigger bodies to score points and to stop plays, right?
Yep.
Everyone's head is still about the same size, though, Ben.
That's true.
So I would think you'd be scared and be more conscious of the possibility of head injuries in this day and age.
Yeah, well, I guess, like, when you play football, you can't really play scared. You don't think about getting injured when you're playing, really.
But, Ben, you're still suffering symptoms from your concussions, correct?
Yeah.
What kind of things?
I have chronic headaches for the past 2 years. I have sensitivity to light and noise, trouble remembering things.
Well, Dr. Walter, those are exactly the kind of long-term effects that you talk about in your report. So how does one treat? I mean, if throwing Ben back into play right after he'd suffered a concussion was the wrong thing to do, what's the right thing to do?
The best way to take care of a concussion is, number one, you've got to be able to recognize and identify it. And some of that's going to come from the athlete giving you symptoms. But as a parent or a coach on the sideline, you've got to look for those situations where there could potentially be a concussion. If there's even a question that it was a concussion, that athlete should not return to play that same day. And definitely should never return while they're having symptoms. And again, this is a brain injury. That brain needs time to heal.
Which is why you say no schoolwork, no video games, just completely rest your brain.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. It's got to rest outside of sport as well.
Ben, one last question for you. As a parent, am I just safer telling my kids not to play football or women's soccer?
I don't really think, it's up to the parent, but I don't think, I'm an isolated case, I don't regret playing football, certainly. High school sports, at least to me, are an essential part of, like, developing your character and stuff like that, and I don't think you should tell your kid not to play.
Benjamin Holm from Massachusetts suffered two concussions while playing high school football. Dr. Kevin Walter, co-author of the new report, Sport-Related Concussions in Children and Adolescents.